Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is WWJ All Local.
Lawmakers passing a number of measures overnight to help Michigan families during the remainder of the COVID-19 pandemic. WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubik is live and local with the details. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys. They were burning the midnight oil last night to accomplish some major, major legislation in the midst of this COVID, the problem that simply refuses to go away. Here's the rundown. Jobless benefits will be extended for 26 weeks for about 330,000, make that 380,000 residents in Michigan needed relief as they continue without work, and this will help. They also passed an immunity legislation for businesses, hospitals, and universities to protect them from what's called frivolous lawsuits. This was a major breakthrough. Earlier in the day, it looked like this thing was going to fall apart, but then the governor's office and the House Republican leader, Senate Republican leader, everybody got together and they ironed out the language so that they can pass these bills and the governor will sign it. Also, they authorized local governments to continue virtual hearings and meetings to conduct local business. Many of these communities have said, we don't want to call in 100 people and have a public meeting because it'll spread the virus, and so this legislation authorizes everybody to continue their government work via the internet. They also gave a House and Senate committee subpoena power to bring in witnesses from the Whitmer administration who have refused to testify on nursing home deaths. The list of stuff goes on and on, but those are the highlights, and we expect the governor to sign all of this stuff. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubik for WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime, some health experts say it could be the start of the second wave of the coronavirus in Michigan. Our health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights, reports the number of people being hospitalized with COVID-19 is on the
Brian
rise.
Brian Peters is the chief executive officer for the Michigan Health and Hospital Association.
In the past few weeks, the number of Michigan residents admitted with COVID-19 to our member hospitals throughout the state has risen by more than 80%. In fact, as you see, we now have nearly 700 Michiganders admitted to our Michigan hospitals.
To slow the spread of the virus, wear a mask, practice social distancing, and wash your hands often. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Scary moments for residents at a senior community in South Lyon as fire ripped through their homes. Firefighters rescued 10 people from a massive blaze at the Colonial Acres townhouses early this morning.
When we arrived, we met with heavy smoke conditions coming from Unit 4 of a 6-unit condo building. It was in the basement. It was heavy, heavy smoke coming from the front of the building and the back of the building.
Fire Chief Robert Vogel says 3 people were taken to the hospital. The building is a total loss, estimated at $100,000. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
3 of 7 suspects involved in the alleged plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer and take over the Capitol, they're due in court today. They include twin brothers who've been front and center at several rallies in Lansing. Let's bring in Charlie Langton for the latest. Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, Roberta. Yeah, a total of 7 men were actually charged by Dana Nessel. Now, either 3 or 4 will be in an Antrim County courthouse later today. The main charge, threats of terrorism and then weapons crimes. A probable cause conference is scheduled for today, although I don't expect much to really happen there. And then a preliminary exam set for October 28th. That will be interesting because then we'll find out exactly the details about what these 7 are charged with, although they're spread between 2 counties. Now, 2 of the defendants are the 38-year-old Null twins. They're identical twins. They were photographed inside the state capitol with guns during a protest against Governor Whitmer's executive orders. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
President Donald Trump heading to Michigan this weekend for a campaign event on the west side of the state. He will be in Muskegon Saturday evening with an event intended to be in support of law enforcement. The president will appear near Muskegon Airport. The rally is open to the public.
The Michigan Democratic Party holding a conference ahead of Vice President Mike Pence's rally in Grand Rapids today to highlight what it calls a failed COVID-19 response and the economic devastation it created. Pence is head of the White House's COVID-19 task force, but the Democratic Party says he failed Michigan's working families while overseeing a failure to contain the pandemic.
A fitness center that's been in business for 16 years in downtown Farmington has been hit with an eviction notice, a victim of the pandemic. WWJ's Mike Campbell is live and local with more, Mike.
Fitness 19, Tom, is out of business as of this morning. The sign says, sorry, closed. That's all it says on the door at this point. However, the signs of the eviction are on the sidewalk. All the office furniture is out, as well as what appears to be maybe a kid's play area, the toys and whatnot left over. There's the exercise mats and everything else. The bottles of the cleaner are out on the sidewalk. What is not on the sidewalk is the equipment. The exercise equipment is still inside this facility on Grand River in Farmington, and it's questionable whether it would reopen or not, but at this point, it is definitely closed. Reporting live in Farmington, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.